Hey, thanks for holding. This is Kurt.
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, Kurt? How you doing, man? How's your Friday going so far?
So far, it's okay.
So far, so good. Good. Well, my name is Joey, one of the pricing directors here for Local Splash. It looks like you were just speaking with Sam. He just got done going over maybe a couple of things with you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, good. All right, yeah, it looks like he sent you over to me so I could go over some pricing here with you. So before I do that, I just want to double check. I mean, do you have any questions or concerns about like the program or like how we actually get you guys on that front page of Google, anything like that?
I mean, I just imagine you reach out to Google Ads and pay them for having the listing front and center.
Not necessarily. So there's a couple of things that Google offers. There's Google Guarantee, there's Google Ads, and then there's local SEO. So what we're looking for today is the local SEO portion of it. So have you ever looked up like a restaurant in your area? And then you get like that map section, right? And on the left of the map is usually like three guys that are there or, restaurants that you can choose from. Does that ring a bell? So that's what we do. So what we do is that we optimize your listing so that you end up as one of those three guys on the map section of Google directly on the first page of Google. So it's not like Google Ads. That's something a little bit different, where you can buy Google Ads. You end up on the sponsor section all the way at the top. We can do that for you as well. That actually allows you to get a little bit further. I know you do about a 50 to 100 mile radius. It's a little bit more expensive to do Google Ads, but I can go over both of those options with you if that's something that you're looking to do. But the program that we would put you on would be about 50-mile radius, and that's the map section, and then you end up as one of the top three guys that are on there.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys do obviously like door sales. So do you sell the actual doors, or do you just do installations for it?
So the product that we sell is called a Phantom Retractable Screen,
Okay.
and it goes on to a door, and it
Okay.
goes on to a window, or it goes on to a large opening, and its purpose is to screen off the opening with a retractable design
I
so
see.
that when you want to keep the bugs out and you want to ventilate the
Yeah,
space,
yeah, yeah.
you use the retractable design. And so yeah, that's the product that we both sell and install.
Sell and install. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's awesome. So really anytime somebody is looking for, and I'm assuming that there's other like retractable screens that are out there, you guys just created your own and then you guys go in there and install your own, right?
Right.
So when people are looking, let's say people don't know where to go. As a matter of fact, that's actually something that I need in my house. Obviously I don't know anybody that currently does it or installs it or could install it. So, if I were to look at online, retractable screens near me, you'll get a list of
Yeah.
companies that pop up directly on the first page of Google. That's a keyword that we would rank your business for. So you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases, right? You just tell us the job that you want. And then what we do is that we make sure that your business is searchable. So you already have a Google business profile, which is great. The problem is that if somebody's looking for your services, they can't find you, right? There's other companies that are currently popping up right now that they would be able to choose from, and we want to rectify that, right? And that's exactly what we do. So, I don't know if you heard of, any of the other companies that are currently doing it right now, but your company name is Phantom Retractable Screens though, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. 'Cause it was a Phantom Screens of Southern California. That's not you, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty close to your name. Like right now they're popping up when we're looking for those services, but obviously you do more than just your area, which is Kane County, right? Or country,
Canyon
sorry.
country.
Yeah, Kane Country, right? If you're traveling the 50, 100. So yeah, anybody within that 50-mile radius, we make sure that you guys are popping up. So any other questions that you might have?
No.
Okay. Yeah. If you think of any, obviously just let me know. You know, I'll be more than happy to kind of go over that here with you. But it looks like you've been, have you been in business for 20 years?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. And did you just, because you don't have any reviews on Google, so I'm assuming you just created a Google business profile?
I think I created my business.
A while ago?
You know, I'd have to double check when my Google business profile got created.
It's okay.
In the past, so Sam asked me earlier about, you know, website details, and I told him that we're, the website for Phantom Retractable Screens is currently down for repair. It's getting ready to jump back on and go live.
That's good.
Next week.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously there's a lot of factors in getting your website in front of people, and you guys are communicating one of them with reference to the Google Maps.
Right.
And so, yeah, I definitely have interest in what you guys are selling, and interested to see like what you guys are charging for your services and, go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm asking these questions, because we have a couple of different options that we can obviously choose. I just want to make sure I'm getting you the right one. I think I have it, which is our premium option. You have one or two options when it comes to the actual website side of it too, because we'll do everything Google related. But when it comes to the website, if you are building it yourself, right, let's say it's ready in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, doesn't matter. Once your website is up and running and ready to go, the cool thing about this program is once you build a website, you also have to do marketing on it too, right? So you have to hire somebody to do SEO on that website and make sure that you guys are trying to rank on the first page of Google. It's probably one of the slowest ways that you can get yourself on the first page of Google, because there's so many moving parts, you know, when it comes to the pictures, the heading, you know, how many pages you have, how many words are on each page, right?
Right.
What we do is you wouldn't have to do that, because we connect your website directly to your Google business profile. And once it's connected to your Google business profile, we're going to rank your business directly on the first page of Google. So once it's on the first page of Google, you're going to get a ton of organic traffic that's automatically going to your site, right? Because, you know, if you look up a restaurant and a restaurant has a website, you're probably going to click on it, right? And then you're going to say, hey, what do these people offer specifically? Boom, and then you'll be able to do it.
Right.
So if you're already building the website, literally all you have to do is just tell us when it's done. We'll get it connected for you. If you're the one that's building the website, if you're the one that's kind of managing all that, taking care of all that, and it's a little bit of a burden, a little bit of a hassle to kind of get it up and running. I don't know the reason as to why it's broken or down right now, but we also can include a website in here for you as well. If we do include it, we take care of all that for you. So you'll be also hiring us to manage the website, build the website. We make all the changes, edits, and updates for your website as well. You know, there's no hidden fees when it comes to making edits to it. You just call us and let us know, or you'll be able to log into your account yourself. So I can go over that route with you as well, if that might be a little bit easier for you, or do you feel like it would be better if you just continue doing what you're doing and then whenever your website is ready, just letting us know?
Probably that.
Perfect.
Probably that. It's
okay.
Really close.
That's no problem at all. I just wanted to obviously lay out some options for you. So with us here, it's we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So like we will not and cannot work with anyone that does anything door related, anything screen related, anything under that category, period. Because we're a premier channel partner for Google, we can't really battle you with your competitors, right? We can't say, hey, we're going to get you on the front page of Google while also, you know, working with everybody else, because there's only so many spots. So, you know, if you do end up taking a program, that's it. It's locked in. We close out the category. It's just you. And it's a month-to-month service, right? There's absolutely no contracts. You can cancel in any time, and there's no penalties for canceling either. You know, you could try us for a month or two, stay with us for 10 years. Going to be completely up to you. You understand how marketing works, right? You got to spend money to make money, but we also have to provide, right? We also have to make sure that the phone is ringing, making sure you have customers and clients calling you specifically for your services. And we have to do that on every single month, right? And that's why we don't have or need any contracts at all. Normally what you're looking at when you're looking at door-related services covering about a 50-mile radius to 100-mile radius, you're typically looking at about $499 a month in order to do that, but we are able to apply discounts here for you. I think that's what Sam actually sent you over to me for. He put in legacy credits because you've been in business for so long that it gave you about a 50% discount. So it actually knocked it down to only $249 a month. So to be $249 a month, that gets you first page placement on Google up to your 50 miles. Anytime somebody makes any of those searches, you have 15 different jobs that you get to choose from. So obviously, if you're only doing like the retractable screen doors, you're under the door service category. I saw you also do like window installations too. Is that something else that you do, or are you only focusing on the screen doors?
I would say, so in our line, so the Phantom retractable screen, in its manufactured line, there's really three different types of openings that we would screen off. And windows is one, doors is the other. Large openings, like if you wanted to screen in your entire patio, you would get a motorized screen that drops down.
I see. Okay.
So keyword motorized screen would be something that we also want to key off of, with something you mentioned before with keywords. And so more so the motorized screen and the door screen. The window screen is a separate line. We do retractable window screens. I would probably say it's about 10% of our business is window screen related.
Okay. Not a huge priority for the business as far as like revenue trend. Okay. Got it.
But I would say, you know, with large openings and doors, large openings being like patios, I would say it's almost 50-50 between those two lines. Doors, 50%, large motorized screens, another 50% of our business.
Perfect. So what we do is, let's say, you know, motorized screens or large openings, like large motorized screen openings, what we do is that our team will take a look at all the top rated generated keywords for people that are searching within your area. And then those are the keywords that we use in order to get you guys directly on the first page of Google, right? So when you're looking at door screening, window screening, or large opening screenings, on average, between those three, you know, basically categories that you're looking at, I mean, it's a pretty good book of business in your backyard. You're traveling 50 miles. So for just one of those categories, I mean, there's about 1,462 searches that was done in the last 30 days on Google. And that's not even including the other services
Also, just to kind of like connect something. So retractable is 1,000% a keyword in our line of work. So we actually don't do window screens.
Right.
But as soon as you say retractable window screen, boom, we'll take anybody that types that in all day long.
Exactly.
So that's also like kind of important because I've talked to other people before and I don't want people typing in window screen and being like static noise in you know, the business that I'm trying to focus on. I'm trying to focus on people that are interested in retractable
screens. Exactly.
So you know, that's definitely an important factor. And if you're typing in door screens, window screens, you know, that's with window screens, almost 100%, you'd have to type in retractable because it's just
retractable.
Way too common. It's way too common that people type in window screen and call me up and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Let me explain to you what we do. We don't
what you actually do. Yeah, that makes sense.
Window screen. And the whole time I'm talking to this person, you know, three other people call that want retractable and it gets, you know, dicey.
Yep.
So that keyword retractable, it for sure 100%. Like I love that word so much. when we're talking about keywords, because it filters out a lot of noise.
A lot of the junk.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's mm-hmm. a couple other keywords that are like synonymous with retractable, like disappearing, hideaway. You know, those are also keywords that are synonymous with retractable, in our industry that we would definitely want, like, cause you know, not everybody thinks of the same words to describe something.
100%.
So
yeah.
We would definitely want to factor that in, mm-hmm. you know, talking about keywords. So your guys' promotion is, up to 50 miles. That mm-hmm. seems accurate.
Yep. That is correct.
But
yeah. So it would be
past 50 miles. It would be just like a different price bracket or like,
yeah.
Like,
so
limited to pretty much at 50 miles. We pretty much just keep it in that range always. And we try not to go past 50 miles.
Yeah, so it's not you can picture, like, you know, where you guys are currently located. I mean, we're flexible when it comes to, like, the zip code where we could do the 50-mile radius from as long as it's near you. And, you know, a lot of people picture, like, a complete circle. It's not really, like, a complete circle. It's more of, like, jagged edges on the end, right, because it goes down, like, adjacent streets and things like that. And it kind of rotates and moves a little bit further out, a little bit further in, things like that. But, what we also compare, like, company with as well, do you have, like, a Facebook business page by any chance?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I'm actually, well, you know what, I do.
Okay.
In a sense, but it's lame and it's not even worth, like,
telling people about it.
Yeah, so just to kind of come full circle, like, once this website's up, and it's something I can actually work on today, I'm sure, but once the website's up, I do need to make sure that both my Facebook presence, my Twitter presence, and, you know, my IG presence is also, like, wrapped up in a little bow and presentable.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we can actually go ahead.
Because those are definitely factors in, you know, as a business owner, you're always trying to, like, avoid hiccups.
Yep.
You know, you want things to be, you want all your transitions to be smooth.
Yep.
And you've got to cross all your T's and dot all your I's so that
yep.
the entire path of your client is smooth transition.
It's seamless.
So
yeah.
It's seamless. That's exactly right. So, you know, if I'm promoting my website and somebody's like, oh, I wonder if they're on IG. And then they go over there and they're like, oh, they don't exist. That's
right.
Weird. You know,
that's
a hiccup.
Yep.
And, as a business owner, you're always trying to just make sure all your crap is situated so there's just the least amount of hiccups as possible.
Yep.
And, so, coming full circle, yeah, I do recognize that my IG presence, my Facebook presence, my Twitter presence, and even my X presence, or is Twitter and X the same thing? Is that where we're at?
It is now, yes, it's the same thing. So Elon purchased it and he changed it from Twitter to X. So it's
correct.
Synonymous with each other. So.
Yeah, what was I thinking about? There's one more. So X, Facebook. IG.
You might be thinking of TikTok or Snapchat. I mean, there's a couple of.
No, I'm actually thinking of, golly. Anyways, there's one other one that I was thinking about that's not coming to me right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's that void currently in my business profile that for sure needs to be filled and needs to have some attention.
Attention to it.
That I definitely recognize, really.
So we can actually help you with, we go off of numbers and statistics, and for your guys' categories, and usually in the service industry, they do really well with Google and they do really well with Facebook. So what's included in this plan, which we can help you out with at least one of those, which is Facebook. If you already have one, we can actually help you with that one. Sounds like you probably want to start all over. If you go that route, that's totally fine. When we hook you up with your account manager here with us, they'll actually walk you through on how to like recreate a new Facebook business page. And then once you've recreated and set it up, what we do is that we optimize it for you, and then we start running live advertisements for your Facebook business page. So that one, we can actually target like specific zip codes, specific areas that cover a 50-mile radius for you as well. And we start showing the advertisements. And the way that it works is, you know, we will get you on Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and also Apple as well. So anytime anybody's searching on any of those search engines, whenever they go back to their own personal Facebook page, we're going to show only those clients that are specifically looking for the keywords that you've designated, right? So retractable, disappearing, hideaway, things like that. Only those clients that are specifically looking for that, when they go back to their Facebook page, we show them your advertisements. Hey, we saw you were looking for A, B, and C. We got phantom retractable screens that's able to do A, B, and C. Gives them an option, you know what I mean? It gives them an option to click the call. They can call you directly. We can funnel them into your website. We can funnel them into your Google business profile, right? And you kind of keep that loop alive. So you'll have your Google business profile. You have your website. You have your Facebook, you know, business page. Yep. And we kind of keep it going that way. Now, I do agree and also would disagree with what you said as far as having all of the social media. I agree in a sense of you're absolutely right. I think the more platforms you're on, the more, because there's some people that are only on Facebook, some people only on Instagram, some people only on X. And you're going to appease the people that are specifically on there. But sometimes as a business owner, you know, if you dive into everything all at once, it gets a little difficult to kind of manage each and every one of them and kind of master, you know, every search engine that's on each of one of those platforms. So I think having that slow approach going into and even adding it, or even if we just handled the Facebook portion of it and the Google portion of it and then have your website connected to it, then that'd free up some time for you to be able to kind of focus more on the other search engines. So like, I'm sorry, social media platforms like Instagram and X and the other things you want to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Joey, let me ask you, the $250 a month promotion that you guys are offering, does that kind of include like you said, the Google and the Facebook side?
It does.
Those two entities.
It's all included.
In the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So once I give the price, that's the price. The only time I would tell you the price is different is if we start adding services, or I'll explain to you, hey, this is going to be additional, and then tell you what it is and then explain to you what the price would be from there. But yeah, so Google, and then also the Facebook advertisements bundled together is just $249. That promotional rate that you're getting is locked in. So if you do decide to go with the program, we keep you at $249, and it's always going to be $249. So if you're with us for 10 years, 10 years from now, it'll be $249. It never changes.
Okay. There's something else I was going to ask. And yeah, it slipped my mind, but I'm definitely interested,
back.
Joey. No, I'm definitely, yeah, I'm definitely interested in your guys' services.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
That's what I was going to ask. That's what came to my mind.
Okay.
Storefront.
Okay.
So my current operation out of Canyon Country is not a traditional storefront where, yeah, we can come by, or I see that, you know, you pop up on Google Maps as the number one option, but, you know, I just see that your business information. I don't really see a storefront that I can go visit to, you know, see product.
Yep.
But I talked to somebody a while back and they're like, yeah, you don't have to have a storefront that's like visible, but you can still take advantage of the services.
Yep.
You see that as being also an option from your point of view?
100%. Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. Ever since COVID, we've had 90% of the businesses that are successful online do not have storefronts. They're all operating directly out of their homes. If you're operating out of your home and you have two options, we can hide your address. where once you're on your Google Maps, it'll show an address, not an exact address, it'll just show like an adjacent street to you in a location of where you're currently at, saying, hey, this is where this company operates out of, but they're willing to drive to you to do tests and estimates or, you know, whatever it is that you're specific. Or we get people that say, hey, yeah, absolutely, it's my home address. I want people to come because I have an office here and yada, yada. And we can do one or the other. So really it's whatever your current business model is. And if you guys end up growing to a storefront, tell us. We'll update all your information for you online, and then we can start funneling people directly to that storefront. So,
Understood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds really good.
Yeah, I mean, what do you say? You willing to at least give it a shot that we can kind of prove all this stuff to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll love it here. I'm going to send a lot of this to you in writing here. First and foremost, I just want to make sure I'm obviously spelling your name correctly. We got you as Kurt, right? Is it the K-U-R-T or?
Nailed it.
All right. I have a friend named Kurt, so I was hoping it was the same spelling. And then your last name, Kurt.
It's S-H-I-L-L-I-G, Schillig.
Schillig. Okay, perfect. And what is a good email address for you?
Let's see. Let's go with, let's try and keep everything in the same spot. Mm. So let's go with service.
Okay.
At sign.
Okay.
Phantom. retractablescreens.com.
Perfect. And
that's the same email that will be advertised on our website.
Yep, I was going to ask. Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll
Phantom Retractable Screens, which is plural with an S at the end. Screen
with an S. Yep. .com.
.com. Yep.
Beautiful. All right, and then a good contact number for us and your clients is okay to use the 626-322-6476. You want something different?
You know, while I'm like testing you guys out, I would like everything to come across my table.
Okay.
So there's either going to be an 800 number that I'm going to have directly routed to, I have a secretary, but she has specific hours and she's part-time.
I gotcha.
She only comes in the afternoon, to do all the scheduling for our installers.
Okay.
And while, I'm testing you guys out, I would like to make sure that everything that is generating
makes sense.
Organically.
So you can track, track the numbers and calls.
Yep, exactly right.
Perfect,
so,
yeah.
I think I'm going to invest in an 800 number that I'm going to advertise on my website.
Okay.
And
we also do, if you don't have
at
one.
At the same time, let me get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, my secretary's name is Jennifer.
Okay.
And when she is not clocked in, she forwards the calls to my line. Answer my own question. You guys called the 626 number to get a hold of me today?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that forwarded to this line that I'm communicating to you on now, because she forwarded the lines. I told her recently to make sure you forward all the calls when you're clocked in.
Yep.
Is there a way? I guess there is no way. Or maybe there is. So I would like to track all the calls that you guys generate.
Yeah,
is there
that's what I was going to say.
Data feed that I can look at.
Yeah. So once we get all your information and we close out the listing, you know, pay for the listing, I'm going to schedule an interview with you. It's about 30 minutes long. It's with our, meet your account manager, and then they're going to dive into all like the specifics for you. That could be done today. I don't know what your schedule looks like. It could be done Monday. So, you know, obviously not that big of a deal, but if you want, I can have them go over, because we do have a call tracking report number. We could get you your own specific number. It's an app that you download on your phone, but once you download the app on your phone and you get your number, it works like a regular cell phone. They just, when people call you from that number, it rings like normal. You don't have to like, you know, go into like any extra steps or anything like that. But what it does is that it allows you as a business owner to see how many calls are coming in, and you'll be able to track it that way. That's number one. And number two, we'll also get you login access to your account manager. And inside of your account manager, with your username and password, it shows you everything that we're doing. So you'll have your Google Analytics and your Facebook Analytics, and it shows you how many people are calling you, where they're calling you from, how many keywords you're ranking for, where you're actually getting your services, like the calls are, like, you know, being generated through. So you'll actually have a full report as to what's going on. We can add your assistant onto the account as an administrative contact, where she'll have full access the same way that you do. So, like, let's say you kind of want her to log in, and you want her to call us and make some changes, you can do that, and then we can talk to her like normal.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put the 626 number on. You know, let's full send.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, in some case scenarios, people that see, you know, an 800 number, they know that their call is being routed to, you know,
something,
call center. Or in the event that you have a local number, I think it takes balls to post a local number on your feed, just because, you know, you're a lot of also like telemarketers, which, that's how you guys found me today. You had Sam telemarketing, got me connected and whatnot. But you know, out the gate, let's try it. And if I'm getting just an inexplicable amount of telemarketers, then, you know, maybe I'll just upgrade to a 800 number at that time. I looked at 800 numbers just a few days ago, and I found a company that was recommended to me, but the 800 number that they offered me was like, it started with like 952. It wasn't even like 888 or 800 or anything like that. And immediately it made me think, man, if my clients see a 952 area code, they're going to think they're calling China. Like,
yeah,
that's like, weird.
I would think that, I don't think I wouldn't even answer something like that. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. So I'm in the market for an 800 number. I haven't found the one that, you know, I think is the right fit yet. So for now, let's go with the 626.
Okay. It's absolutely no problem. And everything here is flexible, as you already noticed. You know, all it takes is a phone call. You can even call me directly. You know, I'll be assigned to your account here, and you'll have your own account manager too. So you can call, you can text, you can even email. So anytime you want to make updates or changes, it's as simple as that for us then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then going down to your address. So this is the address we have, 18105 Eric Court. And Canyon Country, California, 91387. Is that what you were talking about? Is that the address that you currently have for the business, or is it different?
Let me look. Hold on one second.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the address.
Okay, so is that the correct one?
That is the correct address, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, like, if you wanted to send, like, a Google, what is the Google thing that they send to the address to make sure that you're verified in that area? Whatever
they
that's called,
might,
Google Pixel.
Yeah, they might do that. Google's been cracking down pretty heavily. They've been weeding out a lot of people that aren't quote unquote like legitimate businesses on the first page. So it may be a video, but what you're talking about is, your PIN verification. So you get like a 5-digit yes. PIN verification in the mail. They'll yep. mail it to you. You get the PIN and then you put that number in and that kind of talks to each other as to, you know, obviously you must live there if you yep. are able to read the mail there. So yeah, that's what you're talking about. If that is yep. the case, yep. you'll be able to receive like mail there and all that, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I would actually kind of like request that if we could lean in that direction to have Google send over that PIN to that address. Just to kind of validate us and, you know, let Google know like, oh, these guys have been validated. Like, I think I would support that 100%.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. They'll validate one way or another. It's been different. They'll be, you know, what they've been doing pretty commonly now is a video. The video is this. It's like 30 seconds long to 45 seconds. Our team will kind of tell you exactly what's needed, but like, I'm assuming you have like a license, you're insured, bonded, your LLC, you have something claiming that you're a
yep.
business. Okay.
Yes.
So what they look for is just make sure you have those credentials out and then make sure that like you have access to the address, like the home. So it may be a video of you like unlocking the door, going in. You could go to your office, kind of show the video of the paperwork that's there, and then save it. And then you submit it to you, Google, and it's quicker that way because then Google receives the video. They confirm you a lot quicker, and then you're done.
Explain, Joey, a little more to that particular location. So that particular location is the residence of my technician.
Okay.
Who does all my installs.
Okay.
And that said, he does all my installs. I pay the rent, or the company pays the rent.
I gotcha.
And the garage is where we keep all of our inventory. So we have a lot of inventory in the garage.
Yep.
And so I use that location as our installation hub, 100%. Like, that's our business installation hub.
Oh, okay. Right there. Makes sense.
Facility. As far as my home office, the two are separate. I do my home office work at a different location, and my secretary does her office work out of her house at a completely separate location.
Separate location, okay.
So there's three locations that we operate from, but the business hub, the most important business location currently, is the one in Canyon Country.
Is the one in Canyon Country. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's okay. So it sounds like you guys are pretty spread out, at least. From where you guys are kind of doing business, but it's all pretty close to each other, I'm assuming, right? It doesn't matter, but.
My secretary and the business hub in Canyon Country, yeah, they're fairly close to each other. They're about 60 miles apart, I think.
Okay, yeah.
The secretary lives in West Covina, so it's,
kind of cut out there. Kurt, are you able to hear me? Hey, Kurt, I'm not sure if you can hear me, but it looks like it went quiet. I don't know if it was, it got muted on your side.
Hello?
Oh, here we go. Now I can hear you.
Sorry. I'm his stepson. I'm getting in, like, our car and it Bluetooth to his phone.
Oh.
I'm just going to, he's still there. I'm just going to go tell him to un-Bluetooth his phone real quick.
Okay, that would be perfect. Sorry. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's funny.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Oh, there we go. I can hear a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's so funny. I was like, it just went quiet, and I was like, hey, can you hear me? I don't know if I'm muted. And then somebody else popped on, and I was like, hey, I think my Bluetooth got connected.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
That is funny. That's okay. Go ahead.
I was trying to explain something that could be on our path in the future in incorporating what you guys offer with a completely different kind of a entity instead of just, but maybe using the exact same entity. Because, you know, there's Jennifer that is in West Covina.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, 80 miles away. We could also, potentially use her address as another business hub, send a pin to her address, and then also use her as a 50-mile radius. And then instead of, you know, paying you guys $250 a month, we're paying you $500 even.
Yep.
And you guys are promoting us, you know, around Kenyan country and also around West Covina and kind of everything in between.
And that's exactly why I was asking you that, because, you know, we get some clients that are like, hey, we got multiple locations, and they'll sign up right then and there. Obviously, we don't ask for that, but if you want to, we could. But in the future, if you ever wanted to, the only stipulation is just making sure it's a different address. You know, some people try to do two areas with the same address, and then Google says, no, we're not playing that, and they'll deny it. So yeah, as long as you have that other address there that we can do the verification on, yes, 100% we can kind of split it up and mix and match and things like that. And that's exactly what you said.
Let me ask you something that, that could steer us down a path like right away.
Mm-hmm.
Is it considerable that the two, so like, I'm not saying that you're completely familiar with Southern California, like this, the district that we're talking about, but is there a way you could look up while we're talking on the phone the distance between West Covina, California and Kenyan Country, California, and see if we locked in two locations with this promotion at, you know, the $500 a month.
Yep.
Would those two locations kind of strategically bleed into each other perfectly?
Yeah, I'd say.
And basically cover effectively everything in between?
Yeah, let's see. Kenyan Country, California. All right, and then what was the second location?
The second location was West Covina, California.
West Covina, California. Yeah, so you guys, you guys are literally 52 miles apart from each other.
Okay.
So that would...
You adjust that little radar to kind of like lean more range in a specific direction?
Yeah, so we can. Would the other one have a Facebook page too? Like, would kind of have like two separate ones that we can do? Because then we can actually target certain areas. West Covina, I mean, it's just pinpointed me to West Covina, so it may be a little bit different, but we can lean a little bit more toward like a certain area. Were you thinking about leaning a little bit like further away from each other to cover?
No, towards each other.
Okay, so towards each other?
if you took those two addresses or those two cities and you drew a line between them, we would want to target everything in between those two cities.
Everything in between those two cities. Let's see.
I think the two cities would be our highest target, while also considering, you know, what's around those two cities also being a target. But yeah, that's Canyon Country to West Covina is like currently the area we focus the most on, and everything
okay.
in between.
I'm gonna
so
put in what's
real,
what's the
real,
West Covina address? What's the exact address there?
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, the exact address, and again, this is my secretary's home.
Yeah.
But it's 316 South Estelle, Estelle Avenue, West Covina.
Okay.
California, 91790.
Got it. Yeah, so you guys are pretty much in the exact range to be able to cover 50. Like, you guys would be between Eric Court and South Estelle would be, you know, roughly around like 25 miles, and you guys would interlap, and that would cover basically everything within Los Angeles west of it, and then basically the majority of Los Angeles east of it between the both of you guys.
I like it.
So it would,
I like it.
Yeah, so it would get you actually a pretty far coverage overlapping each other for the majority of northern, western, and eastern of Los Angeles. It may trickle, like, I don't know if it'd cover Long Beach, like southern Los Angeles, but within that center line and within northeast and west of it, yeah, I mean, you'd be basically hitting both of those.
Okay.
So that would be up to you for sure. If you wanted us to kind of run through and add both at the same time, the promotional rate would stay the same. It'd be $249 to be on the nose. So it wouldn't even be $500. It'd be like $498 or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that way you can run both of them at the same time.
Uh-huh. And so this is, you know, mapping, whatnot, getting us first on the list with reference to mapping.
Yep.
If I wanted to be involved with Google Ads, would you recommend just calling Google directly and just?
I wouldn't. It's available
Google
to you. Yeah, so Google Ads is available to you. It's available to anybody. If you have a lot of experience in it, if you know exactly what you're doing, then yeah, by all means, you can just run Google Ads yourself. That's no problem. The problem is that if you don't know how to do it, the learning curve is a little, you know, it's a little rough, and you don't want to spend money to learn and then make those mistakes. With us, we don't really charge to do the Google Ads. We just have a minimum from Google, and the minimum is 300. So the ad spend that you would have would be $300, and then we just do it for you. And we actually take care of the Google ads. So you'll at that point, you'll be on Google twice, just to be clear. You'll be on first page placement when people are looking up your services on the map section, you know, the top three guys. And then also you'll be at the top, all the way at the top, the very first one, whenever it says sponsored, you'll be one of the sponsored sections. And those would be for your, you know, large openings, motorized screening, retractable, disappearing hideaway keywords.
Yeah. Okay.
That can be done at any time. So you can start a program like this now and then graduate to Google Ads. And then once we get the ball rolling, we can even start talking about something called Google Guarantee. There is a minimum requirement. It's a little bit more strenuous on a business owner when it comes to Google Guarantee. Like, they do a background check on you. There's certain certifications that you're going to need to have, but it's a really good program. Obviously, it's not something that people just sign up like right away. You actually can't. You need like a minimum of 5 reviews on your Google profile and certain review rating and things like that. But yeah, there's always room to grow, Kurt. So, you know, even if you started with one and then kind of graduated up with us, you know, the hardest part is just getting your foot in the door. Because once we work with one, that's it. We close it out. But once you're with us, I mean, the sky's the limit at that point, you know?
Yeah. So you mentioned a base price of $300 for Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... So, just so I wrap my head around it, if we're promoting... one entity.
Yep.
Phantom Retractable Screens. And we're looking at a 50-mile radius for Canyon Country, and we're looking at a 50-mile radius for West Covina.
Yep.
Could that's 100 a month blanket the full 100 with Google Ads? Or
yeah.
So the
Google ad will actually stretch you a little bit further. So like if you, cause I see what you're trying to do. Like if you wanted to do you have one or two options really. Option number one is we can run just one location, add Google ads on top. It would be 300 plus the 249. So you're looking at 549. And that will blanket your full 100. And because the max you can go for that program would be $100. If you wanted to not run Google Ads at a second location and do kind of like yin and yang, one on the left, one on the right, and then hit it that way, you can do it that way. If you want to be a little bit more simplistic, if you want to kind of lock it down and just have one location, I would personally recommend just going with the Google Ads on top of what you're doing right now, because you're going to get a better result, because we'll be focusing more on the one company. We're able to stretch it out that 400 miles, and then within that 100 miles, we can actually target certain locations on there as well. So it may yield a little bit better results than if you went with two separate locations. It's just hard to determine that because you're so close together. You know what I mean? Like if you were further apart, it might be a little bit different because you guys are so close together. It actually might be the same.
Let's maybe lean towards like your recommendation. Let's lean towards, the maps for 250 in Canyon Country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all lean towards, Google Ads. Kind of based out of Canyon Country.
Okay.
Stretching as far as Google Ads will stretch.
Yeah, so about 100, and, yeah.
And then let's just do maps with West Covina.
And then maps with West Covina.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's confirm. So, if you wanted to go that route, you have the 300 with the Google Ads plus the 249, right? So that'd be 549 for the one location. And then in addition to that would be a second location which would just be $249. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
Yeah, that kind of seemed like, that seemed effective in my mind.
Exactly. I mean, what you did. That, you know, I'll be honest with you, that is normally what people do whenever they're with us for a little bit. Like, you know, they'll be with us for like 2 months. They call us up. They're like, hey, this is kind of like crushing. You know, how can we do this? How can we do that? How can we add this? How can we add that? If you are in the position right now, obviously, to be able to do this right off the jump, absolutely. I highly recommend it. I'm always going to highly recommend if you have that opportunity. But obviously, some people aren't in that position. So if you were asking me for my recommendations, that is what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, let's lean in that direction, Joey.
Okay. All right, perfect. So let's set up a couple of things here for you. Give me one second because we might have to add one over the other. So let's do this. Bear with me one moment. All right. So we're already working on the first location. So let's just finish doing that really quick. So let me go back to my screen because I have some maps open and stuff like that. So let's go home. Oh, man. All right. That's fine. All right. So let's finish up with this one location and then we'll add that second one here really quick. Now for your assistant, do you want to add your assistant on as an administrative contact?
Walk me through the benefit of that. What would be the point of that?
It's 100% up to you. So, like, the point that most business owners would add, like, an administrative contact is if you're, like, in the field, you're working all the time, you can't really be on the day-to-day task. You know, if we call for an update or something like that, then, you know, maybe that, like, your assistant would be able to kind of cover that because she's on the account. She could do everything that she wants. If you're like, no, absolutely not, you know, I want to handle everything, we just don't add anybody. It's just going to be you. You call us. We make any changes. So it's really just up to you.
Okay. For now, let's just leave it with me.
Just you. Okay. I'm going to interrupt this phone call really quick just because normally after about an hour, I get booted. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to disconnect and I'm just going to call you right back. So that way we're not interrupted in the middle of our phone calls. Is that okay?
Yeah, let me give you my direct line.
Okay, please do. Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
It's 909-467-1612.
Okay. All right. So 909-467-1612.
Correct.
Okay. Kurt, give me like literally 12 seconds. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call you right back. Okay.
Okay, Joey.
All right. Thanks. Bye.